your questions. And
if not, you want to ask at the end also, that's also fine. Okay? Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashodanandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yashodanandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yashodanandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Shri Prabhupada ki Shri Radha Gopi Jana Vallabh ki Jai Gaur Premanandi Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So we are going to talk about Kirtanam and the reason why we need to know about this is that it is one of the main and important reason is that it is Yuga Dharma. So what do you mean by Yuga Dharma? So I'm going to ask questions now. How many yugas we have?
Four
yugas. So what are the yugas? Satya Yuga, Dwapar, Treta. Okay, so which yuga is going on now? Kali Yuga. So is this a good thing that we are in Kali Yuga or it's bad that we are in Kali Yuga? It's good and bad. Both. Somebody said both. Obviously, if we see the time when the yugas progress from Satya Yuga to Kali Yuga, it is described that the lifespan of people starts reducing. In Satya Yuga, if you have heard, people used to do meditation for thousands of years. Why? Because they used to live for 1 lakh year minimum. Okay. Then it came to Treta Yuga and the lifespan became in 10,000. Then it became Dwapar Yuga and people used to live for 1,000 years. And now Kali Yuga, the lifespan is supposed to be 100 years, but we don't see people reaching 100 most of the time. In London, if you reach 100, on your 100th birthday, Queen Elizabeth signs a card and she sends you. So it's an achievement to reach even 100. So Kali Yuga, the lifespan is less. People are more anxious. People have more anxiety. They have more troubles. The diseases which were never heard before are seen nowadays. So overall, it's called as a bad yuga. It's called as iron yuga. The Satya Yuga is called as golden yuga. While this is called as iron. So golden and iron, if you compare, obviously gold is better, right? But being in this yuga also, there are advantages, right? If a mother has two children, one of them is very bright, very self-sufficient, while the other one is limited, has some crippling disability. Mother's heart goes automatically to help. Her love is same for both, but she wants to help which child more? The crippled child, correct? Similarly, Lord loves all of us whichever yuga we come. But he sees that Kali Yuga people have less intelligence, less life, less memory, they are always anxious, there are so many troubles. So he also gives extra boons in Kali Yuga. And that is what is the advantage of being part of this now. It's like making the best of the worst bad bargain, making the best out of this bad bargain. So it is described in Srimad Bhagavatam in 12th canto that Krite Yadhyayato Vishnum Tretayam Yajato Makaha Dwapare Paricharayayam Kalau Tad Harikirtanam. What does it mean? That the benefit or the result what one used to get in Satya Yoga by doing thousands of years of meditation, in Treta Yoga by doing different types of makaha. Makaha means sacrifices, different yagnas. Treta Yuga is a yuga when Lord Ram was born. And in that time we have heard, right, that there was Ashwamedh Yagya, there was Putra Kameshthi Yagya, there are a lot of yagyas going on. That same results in Treta Yuga was available by doing deity worship. But in Kali Yuga, everything is difficult. Meditation, deity worship, sacrifice. So just by Hari Kirtanad, by chanting the name of Lord Hari, one can get the same results. So this is the advantage of being in Kali Yuga. When Parikshit Maharaj was listening to Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadev Goswami, and when he was describing what are the life going to be in Kali Yuga, because that is the time when the Kali Yuga was just going to start. It is not yet started. It is the junction when once Parikshit Maharaj is gone, the Kali enters. Because Lord Krishna had departed and now Parikshit Maharaj is also going to go. So when he is hearing what are the difficulties which Kali Yuga is going to face, he is going to go in 7 days, right? He was going to go in 7 days. He was cursed that he is going to die in 7 days. But as a compassionate saint, he is asking, how people in Kali Yuga with so much of miseries will achieve you? How will they perfect their life? Is there anything for them? How are they going to? And that time, Sukadeva Goswami says, Kali Doshe Nidhe Rajan Asti Ek Mahanguna Kirtanad Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Vrajet. Says that Kali Dosha Nidhi Rajan. Kali Yuga is Dosha Nidhi. Nidhi means ocean. Kali Yuga is ocean of faults. It's going to be a lot of troubles. We all are experiencing day in and day out, right? Asti Ek Mahan Guna. There is one good thing. What is that? Kirtanad Eva Krishnasya. By Krishna's Kirtan, by chanting his name, his glories. And one word is very important here. He did not say Kirtana Eva Krishna. He said Kirtanad Eva. Eva means only. By only, just chanting. Chanting of holy name of Krishna only. Mukta Sangha Param Vrajet. People will get liberated. So that is what is a boon available to us in Kali Yuga. And that is why it is called as Yuga Dharma. In Kali Yuga, Yuga Dharma is chanting. Chanting the holy name of the Lord. That is why we are going to talk about it. Next is that when we take birth in this material world, the soul by nature is pure. It is described that soul is part and parcel of Lord. And soul is pure because the Lord is pure. But when, Prabhupada used to give the example that the water when it comes out of the cloud, it's completely pure. It is only H2O. But by the time it reaches us, what happens? There are a lot of contaminations on the way and it becomes muddy. Right? And then we need to clear it. Similarly, the soul being part and parcel of God, it's completely pure. But as soon as we come in this material world, we get this body. It is material. And body is associated with some roga, which is called as bhava roga. I'm not talking about cough, cold, fever, tuberculosis, cancer. These are very minor roga. There's a big rogas associated with that, and that is anarthas, greed, illusion, pride, envy. As soon as we take birth in this world, all this will automatically come. And for that bhava roga, there is one bhava aushadhi. And that is what is again described in Bhagavatam, where it is said, Nivritta tarshe upagiyamana bhava aushadha shotra manobhirama ka uttama shloka gunanuvada puman virajeta vina pashugna. This bhava roga has only one bhava aushadhi, and that is ka uttama shloka gunanuvadat. Uttama shloka is the name of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, who is described or who is praised by beautiful Vedic hymns. That's why he is called as Uttama Shloka. And when gunanuvadat, when we glorify his activities, when we chant his holy name, what happens? Our bhavarog gets completely destroyed. Bhavarog comes with this body. Body means B-O-D-Y. B means birth. O means old age. D for disease. And Y means Yamduta. Yes, when we get body, we are going to get birth, old age, disease and death. No exception. Right? We might say that the children, those who are young people, die at young age. Then they don't become old. But before death, our days are actually old. It's not that when our hairs become white and when our teeth fall, we are old. The time spent just before our death is old age. So it is automatically comes with us when a soul is born. That is bhava roga. And when we chant the glories of the name, it is described that it is bhava aushadhi. There are so many processes given, what we call bhajani kriya, to achieve the highest perfection, right? We have heard about yoga and we heard here about different types of pujas. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, bhajane rya madhya shrestha nava vidha bhakti, Krishna prema Krishna dite dhare maha shakti. He says, bhajane rya madhya sarva shrestha, bhajane rya madhya shrestha nava vidha bhakti. There are lot of bhajans available to achieve the finally our goal of life. But in that, Navavidha Bhakti, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam is the highest. And next he says, Tara Madhya Sarva Shrestha Nama Sankirtana Nirapradhe Nama Laile Pai Premadhana. Says, out of these 9 processes, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam, Sarva Shrestha Nama Sankirtana. Out of these 9, Nama Sankirtana is the Sarva Shrestha. Why? Nirapradhe nama lele paye premadhana. When without offense, when we start chanting the name of the Lord, we can get the highest perfection, and that is premadhana, Krishna's pure love, easily achieved. So this is the benefit which we get. So now we saw that chanting of the holy name is the process given for Kali Yuga. But there is one more thing. That it is it one of the process? No. It is only process. There are how many Vedas? 4 Vedas. There are how many Puranas? 18 Puranas. Upanishads? 108 Upanishads are there. And then there are histories which include Ramayana, Mahabharata. And then there is Vedanta Sutra, topmost of which is Srimad Bhagavatam. And Bhagavad Gita comes as part of Mahabharata. So this is all scriptures given to us. In Upanishad, there is one Upanishad which is called as Kali Santaran Upanishad. Kali means Kali Yuga. Santaran means, I'm sorry, it seems like Sanskrit test going on. Santaran word means to cross over, to swim across. So the Upanishad, which gives the medicine or the solution to cross over this Kali Yuga, the ocean of Kali Yuga, is called as Kali Santaran Upanishad. And it is described in Kali Sanskar and Upanishad. Harer Naam, Harer Naam, Harer Naam, Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anyatha. What it says? Harer Naam, Hari's name of Lord Hari, and it says how many times? 3 times. Harer Naam, Harer Naam, Harer Naam, Eva, Eva means again? Only, Kevalam. It is the only way to go. Kalau, in Kali Yuga, Nasti Eva, Nasti Eva, Nasti Eva, Gatir Anyatha, there is no other Gati. And whenever it is said 3 times, it was not that Vedavyas did not have anything else to write, but just to write 3 times. He wanted to give us message. It is the way, it is the way, it is the only way to go. And same thing is described also in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nama vinu kali kale nahi ara dharma, sarva mantra sara nama e shastra marma. So even in this scripture it is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the nama vina, without the name, there is no other way. And that is important for us to take back home today. We do lot of puja, we do lot of archana, and there are lot of other activities available. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishwasaran. Yes, it has its own benefit. But anything else, so many things when you do, but when it is done without association of holy name, it's not going to give the complete effect. And that is what is today's message. Whatever pujas, archanas you do, it's fine. Add up with chanting of the holy name, which will give its final best effect to your process of perfection or your puja. So, what do you mean when we say we should do kirtan or types of kirtanam? We can do nama kirtan, guna kirtan and leela kirtan. We can chant the holy name of the Lord. We can do chanting or glorifying the Lord with his by his activities. When you tell stories of Krishna, Ram, Gita, Mahabharata to your children, it is called as Leela Kirtan. And when you glorify the Lord by singing or by talking about his beautiful qualities, it becomes Guna Kirtan. Okay? So there are different types of Kirtan, and now what we are doing is type of Guna Kirtan. But what is most important is Nama Sankirtan. And that's what we are going to talk about in the next. So whenever we are told that we should do something, first thing in our mind comes, what is the advantage I will get by doing this, right? We have to have something hanging, some carrot hanging in front of us, which can make us go ahead in life. What is in it for me? That is the effect of Kali Yuga, right? Or maybe we think that we are intelligent people and we should know why I am doing what I am doing, correct? That's important. So now next I am going to describe or share with you what is the effect when we chant the holy name. First is it gives freedom from all the miseries of the material world. Is it so simple? Just chant the holy name and your miseries will go away. There are so many miseries all the time we are affected. And just by chanting holy name, it will be so easy. Our mind is doubting all the time. Is it really so simple? And then it is described. Any one of you have heard the pastime of Ajamil? Ajamil? Ajamil was a Brahmana. He was a very character, very beautiful character, very nice, very well-trained Brahmana boy. And he was doing always worshipping Lord Vishnu very beautifully. And he had nice home, family. Once when he went to the forest to get some wood for the fire sacrifice, he happened to see one low-class Shudra man embracing a prostitute. And by just seeing that, she was not properly dressed. And the activities which they were doing was very disturbing. So his mind got very disturbed. And he came home, but his mind was continuously getting dragged to that scene which he saw. And he started contemplating on how he can enjoy. And slowly, over a period of time, his mind was just out of his control. He got this prostitute in his house as a helper and slowly started enjoying with her, and his wife, parents, everybody was thrown out. And then to maintain her, he started doing a lot of wrong activities. He was looting people, he was giving trouble to people, and then he got many, many children out of that prostitute. And when he became very old, through that prostitute, he got one more son. with Krishna's arrangement, he named that child Narayan. That time he was 80 years old when he got Narayan as his son. And then after a while, when the Narayan was, he was always very attracted, as obvious for all the parents, right? Your small children, your heart goes very much towards the small children in their house, in your house. So he was also very attached to Narayan. And as the old age is followed by death, once he was on his deathbed, and three very ghastly looking people came and started pulling out his soul from his body. Who were those three people? Yamadutas. And looking just as the appearance of those three people, he was completely fearful. His heart was completely shattered. And out of desperation, he started calling out to the person which whom you are most attached to, right? In desperate situation, we always call out to people whom we are most attached to. So he called out, Narayan, Narayan. He was calling out to his son. He even did not call out to Lord. But when in that desperate, helpless situation, he was calling out, Narayan, Narayan, suddenly four people appeared there, and they were very beautiful, four-handed, effulgent people, having Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma in their hand. And they were Vishnudutas. And they started telling this Yamadutas, this person is chanting name of Lord Narayan. You cannot take him. Because he is chanting in helpless mode. That is very important. Helpless mode. He was chanting the name of Narayan. He is out of jurisdiction of Yamaraj. Now we only can take. You just go out. And this is the first time Yamadutas were stopped by anybody. Everybody in the world is scared of Yamadutas. Correct? And Yamadutas were never challenged before this. This is the first time they were challenged by somebody. And there was a discussion going on between Yamadutas and Vishnudutas. And finally, Yamadutas felt completely helpless and they left. But they were amazed. Who are these people? How come they have power? We always thought that Yamaraj is the topmost in this material world. Everybody is scared of him. Who are these people who came and challenged the power of Yamaraj? So they straight away went to their master Yamaraj and they asked, who are those people? How they have more power than you? How they were challenging us? And that time Yamaraj told a very beautiful thing. It's a very beautiful pastime to read in Bhagavatam. Yamaraj told that everybody in the world is scared of Yamadutas and Yamaraj. But please bear in mind that you, Yamadutas, should be scared of devotees of the Lord. Why? Because when a devotee of Lord chants the name of Lord Hari in completely taking shelter mood, Lord Vishnu himself, taking Gada in his hand, is circumambulating and protecting that devotee. So be away, beware from now onwards. I'm telling you that Lord Vishnu is my master, and anybody who chants the name of Lord Vishnu, do not ever go near to them also. And this is the instruction to Yamadutas. So when we chant the holy name of the Lord, we get freedom from all these miseries, because one of the greatest misery we have is fear of Yamadutas. And be assured that when we chant the name of Krishna, Yamadutas will never come next to us. Only Vishnudutas come. And Vishnudutas take us to Vishnuloka. Yamadutas take us to Yamaloka. And we don't want to go to Yamaloka. Next it says that it removes all sinful reactions. And as it happens in this pastime of Ajamil, that Ajamil was then released by Yamadutas, Yamadutas left. And Vishnudutas finally gave a second chance to Ajamil to purify his life. And when he regained his life, he was so surprised, but obviously he was very grateful. Now he had seen the result of his pain, sinful reactions in front of him. And now after this, it is described that he left immediately to go to Rishikesh, Haridwar. And then he spent the remaining part of his life chanting the holy name, and he's perfected his life. So thus the sinful reactions are removed when we chant. It is said that when you clap, if the birds are there eating, you know, there is a there are a few birds, and when you go close to them and when you clap, what happens? They fly away. Similarly, when we chant, when we do kirtan, what do? We clap. And when we clap while chanting the name of Lord, the sinful reactions fly away, just like the birds fly away when we clap. It bestows all good fortune. All auspiciousness is bestowed when we chant and glorify the Supreme Lord. And this comes directly from the mouth of gopis, who are the most closed devotee of the Lord. In Bhagavatam, gopis are singing gopi geet, and there they say, Tava katha amritam tapta jeevanam kavi bhiriritam kalna shapaham shravana mangalam shrimadatatam bhuvi grinanti ye bhurida jana. What it says, what she says, Tava katha amritam, O Lord, Tava katha, your pastimes are like amruta. Amruta means nectar. The nectar of your name and pastimes and qualities. What they do? Tapta jivanam. The sufferings of our life, which is like hot sufferings, they all will go away. Kalma shapaham. All the difficulties will just go away. And what happens? When we do shravana, when we hear them, mangalam, it does all auspicious. It brings auspiciousness in our life. And such people, those who glorify you, those who chant and sing the glories, they bring auspiciousness to the people in general. And such people are very, very dear to you. That's why they are called as bhuridajana. Bhuridajana means they are very, very close to the Lord's heart. So when we chant and when we hear the glories of the Lord, we become very dear to the Lord. And the auspiciousness follows us. One of the important reasons why we should chant is, it is a sign of a life. When we say that we are alive, Hare Krishna, when we say that we are alive, or a person is alive, how do you come to know? What are the signs? Breathing, right? When a person is breathing, or when we can hear the heartbeat, right? So heartbeat or breathing is a sign of life. But that is a sign of life for this body. Similarly, what is a sign of soul? Breathing and heartbeat or beating of the heart keeps the body alive. The soul remains alive by hearing and chanting of the name of the Lord. Simple explanation I will give. Once a small baby like hers going with her father on the road, and from other side they saw that a procession of a dead person was coming, right? We have seen in India, we see that regularly, right? People take on their in their smashan yatra, right? They go out. So the baby says, what they are chanting? What do they chant when they take the smashan yatra? Ram Naam Satya Hai, right? Correct? This is the final message. Ram Naam Satya Hai, right? So the child asked the father, what everybody is saying now? So he said that everybody is saying Lord Ram's name, that there is the only absolute truth in this world. So she said, why the person who is lying down is not chanting? So because the father said, because he is dead. It means that the person who do not chant the holy name of Lord Ram or Lord Krishna are dead. Simple, simple conclusion. The sign of life of body is breathing, heartbeat. Similarly, the sign of a life in soul is chanting the holy name. The soul is completely dried up and miserable when we do not chant the holy name. So, is there any qualification for chanting the holy name? So many times we see that there are so many mantras and pujas when you want to do. You have to be clean and you have to be at least Brahmana or something like that. There are so many qualifications given. So is there any qualification for chanting this Yuga Dharma? Is there any qualification? There are, but with Krishna's mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took away all qualifications. And it is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Kali Yuga, the Shastras also mention that a person who chants has to be qualified. He has to be pure at heart. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if I wait till these people become pure and then they will chant, God knows how many people actually can get perfection in Kali Yuga. So out of his mercy, he removed all the qualifications. He said, just let them chant. Sthana, asthana na dekhi. Patra, apatra na dekhi. Na dekhi, sthana, sthan. Whether we have any qualification, patra, apatra, sthan, asthan, nothing he saw. Just gave the holy name, freely distributed the holy name. Because when we will chant, the qualifications will follow. But still, if we chant with some basic quality, then it will help us getting the maximum benefit. And what are those qualities? Sincerity, humility and gratitude. We should have at least sincere desire to chant. We should have at least gratefulness that Lord has made himself available to us in his holy name. It is said in scripture, Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. In Kali Yuga, Lord comes or descends in the form of his holy name. So many times when we talk about Gita, that Krishna told Arjuna to do this and that, so people give this excuse. At least Arjuna had Krishna in front of him. So it's easy to follow when you see Lord in front of you. Why he doesn't come in front of us? If he comes in front of us, we will also follow him. So Lord says, Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna is present in the name of holy name. And when we chant his holy name, he is personally present. I'll tell you one small story. There was a saint who was going and preaching in the villages, and he was requesting everybody that Kali Yuga chanting is a holy name, Yuga Dharma. Please chant. So everywhere he was going and he was requesting people. So one day, one person came and he said that I am very busy. My schedule is so tight that I have no time to chant. No time disease. We all have that, right? No time disease. We want to do, but time kidhar hai? Time kisko hai? Subhe uto, cooking for children, going to work, coming back, so much of stress, shopping, cooking, cleaning. Oh my God, where is the time? No time disease, right? So many times we have no time disease. Same, this person also went and he said, no time. I don't really feel that I should chant, but there is no time. So Sadhu Baba said, are, how is it possible? No time. Okay, tell me your schedule. So he described, morning 5 o'clock I get up and I do this and this and this. And till night, it was really that he was so busy. Sadhu Baba said, oh, you really seems to be more very busy, probably like Narendra Modi or Obama. So he said, okay, I give you one chance. When you go and take bath and when you go and attend to nature's call, right, this time can you chant? He said, that is okay. That time I am not doing anything, I can chant. Sadhu Baba said, but that time at least put all your hearts when you are chanting Lord's name. What should I chant? He said, chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then this person said, bahut lamba hai, gadbad hai, thoda chota chota, kuch shortcut. Then Sadhu Baba said, okay, you start chanting Ram's name, Ram 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 Ram, very easy, right? So he started chanting Ram's name. So he said, chant Ram's name, but put all your hearts. And when he decided to chant, when he is attending nature's call and while taking bath. So after that, he was regularly doing this with all his hearts. Once when he was attending nature's call and sincerely chanting Ram's name, Hanuman was flying in the sky. And he heard that somebody is chanting my Lord's name with so much of sincerity. Let me go and see. So Hanuman came down. But when he saw, he said, what? This person is chanting Lord's name by doing this activity. And he was very upset. Hanuman was very upset. He said, this is real Kali Yuga. So he gave a big tight slap to this person on his face. And with so much of anger, he went to spiritual Ayodhya to report to Lord Ram. And with anger, he was entering, Lord Ram, Lord Ram. He enters the chamber of Lord Ram. And then Lord Ram was standing there facing the window, facing outside. And he entered and he said, you know what has happened? Kali Yuga has progressed so much. People are taking your name, doing what? So Lord Ram said, what happened? And when he turned, Hanuman was looking at the Lord and he was surprised. Lord's face was swollen and he had finger marks on his cheeks. So now Hanuman is saying, what happened to your face? He said, somebody slapped me. And he said, what? Kali Yuga is going where? People are chanting when they are passing stool. And here I see you are telling me that somebody slapped you. Who is this person? Tell me, I am going to beat that person badly. Lord Ram said, you only do this thing and now you are only asking me who beat me up. You only beat me up. And Hanuman was surprised. Hanuman said, what are you saying? How can I beat you, my Lord? You are the Lord of my life. I can never think like that. And Lord said that when that person was chanting, because of his sincerity, I was personally present on his tongue. And when you beat him, I took the beating on me. It is described in scriptures that when we chant the name of the Lord, what happens? The Lord chants, or Lord personally becomes present on our tongue. And when we hear this chanting of the Lord's name, he enters through our ears along with the holy name, and he enters in our heart and he dances on our heart. So we cannot take it cheaply. We think that how, when we chant, the things will happen. But this is what is Lord's glory. He personally comes to deliver us. He personally enters our heart. And then he personally takes a broom and clears our heart of all anarthas, anger, greed, pride, envy, so that we can invite the Lord to reside there. And this is his glory. So we should be grateful that Lord is so eager that he personally is ready to serve a person who is chanting his holy name. And what are the qualities which will help us to become more sincere when we chant? It's a formula of 3D: determination, diligence, and discipline. Determination is when you decide, I am going to chant every day 10 minutes. Strong decision, now I am going to do it. That is determination. Once you decide, you have to diligently apply it in our life. What happens many times, we determine, we take decision, but then forget about it after some time. But no, once you decide, diligently do it in your life and keep discipline. What do you mean by discipline? You decide that every day in the morning, when I get up, before I start doing my work, 10 minutes I am going to sit and chant. That 10 minutes is for me with my Lord. Whole day I am serving my family, my boss, my office people, everybody, this government. 10 minutes I am going to serve my Lord. And when we decide and discipline ourselves to give this 10 minutes, 15 minutes for the Lord, and do it over and over again diligently, it will help us to follow this process and become more determined. And that will give us connection to the parampara, and this requires enthusiasm, eagerness. We'll go ahead on this. Okay. So, one thing is clear, that so many scriptures have told that Kali Yuga, one should chant Lord's holy name. But then people will come and ask, that is agreeable, we should chant Lord's holy name. But why you all people always want to chant Hare Krishna and Hare Ram? Why can't other names? Anytime any such question comes to your mind? Why can't I chant just Ram's name? Why can't I just chant Buddha's name or different names? Okay? First important thing is we have to chant the holy name of the Lord. We cannot chant any other name, concocted names. Right? People make their mantras. That's not going to be helpful. So it has to be a bona fide, authentic Lord's name. The mantras are given. So, there are few mantras given for every yuga. And that mantra, which is most powerful for that yuga, is called as Mahamantra of that yuga. And Satya Yoga, the most powerful mantra was, anybody knows? Satya Yoga. Then Dhruva went to forest. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That is a mantra which was most powerful in Satya Yuga. In Treta Yuga, it was Lord Ram's name which was most powerful. When we saw that by putting the name of Lord Ram, the stones were also floating. In Dwapar Yuga, Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama is the most powerful mantra. And that's why there is a Mahamantra for Dwapar Yuga. And for Kali Yuga, there are many mantras which can be chanted. Also, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama, Ram name, all are powerful. But they all mantra in this Yuga, and Hare Krishna Mantra becomes Mahamantra. It is described by Lord Brahma to Narada. He says, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Iti Sodashakam Namnam, Kali Kalmashanashanam, Nataha Parataroyupyat, Sarva Vedeshu Drushyate. This is given in scriptures that this 16-worded mantra is the most powerful in Kali Yuga. Kali Kalmashanashanam. And that is why we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Right? I'll give you a simple example. I'm a doctor, so I'm going to give you an example from medical field. We all sometimes get infection, then we go to the doctor, they do our blood test. Okay? There is one test which what we call antibiotic sensitivity test, if you have heard of it. When the infection is too much, what they do, they will take out your blood, they will grow the bacteria, and they will see to which antibiotic the bacteria are most responsive. Okay? And then the result comes. This few antibiotics has no effect on your bacteria. This few antibiotic has mild effect, moderate effect, and most effective. So the result comes, you go back to your doctor, and doctor says, I have few options. One option is that one medicine will work for 21 days when you take it. Another medicine will take about 10 days. And the most effective one, which is shown by your result, is going to take 5 days. Which one would you take? 5 days. Logical, right? Except that we want to take 21 days MC and sit at home. Correct? Logic says you will take the most powerful. Right? Similarly, there are a lot of mantras. Chanting of the holy name is the way to go in Kali Yuga. Okay, convinced. Now, why Mahamantra? Why we are chanting only Hare Krishna? Because these people are ISKCON people, that's why they are chanting Hare Krishna. Why did they select so? Not out of any whims or fantasy of somebody. But because it is given that this mantra, Iti Shodashakam Namnan, this 16-worded mantra, Lord Brahma has told himself in Brahma Naradiya Purana, this comes. That in Kali Yuga, this 16-worded mantra is called as Mahamantra. So it is up to us whether we want to do our perfection soon or we want to have few more lifetimes and go slowly. Okay? Then, if... Yes?
Discussions on these things. So, now the question is, okay, I can chant Mahamantra. So what about somebody like a Christian or a Muslim?
Correct.
So whether is it that they cannot go back in, they cannot practice code of birth, death,
this
and
is
go
it.
Back, or?
They can also, okay, very good question. Many times people ask, right, that if we say this chanting of the holy name is a process, then first I am going to answer this part, that then how, what happens to the other people, those who are in other religion, so-called other religion, right? Now finally we have to understand that all religion are meant to take us back to, finally to God. So any religion, any religious book, finally gives the same message. So what is the process which Muslims follow? What is the process which Christians follow? What do they do? Christians do rosary. They do rosary, if you have seen. They also have mala. Have you seen? They have a sometimes those plastic beads, pink color, blue color. They have very light beads. And they have a cross at the center, the way we have this Krishna in the center. And they also chant all glories to Jehovah. They chant Jehovah's name. Muslims also chant Allah's name. whether you call that person Jehovah, Allah, or whether you call Ram or Krishna, finally they are bona fide names. So when you follow, chant this holy name, they are also going to get benefit. But whether that is Mahamantra, that is not Mahamantra. But they, if they follow Jehovah, Allah's name, whatever is given in Quran, Bible, they are going to get spiritual benefit. They will progress. But if a person is very sincere that he has that desire that I want to finish off in this very lifetime, then Krishna will bring them to Mahamantra also. If you have seen, there are hundreds and thousands of people around the world in strong Muslim countries chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Yes, but they are also they also have potency, and they also are bona fide names. Jehovah's name, Allah's name, they are bona fide. But only one thing is there, that when we chant these names, we have to also follow the principles which are given. If you do not follow, they will not get the benefit. Same for us also. If you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra also, Mahamantra, but if we do not follow the other basic regulations which are given, we will not get the best benefit. But that is fine. Those who are sincere, it is then Lord's headache to bring them to the perfection. He will bring them in association of devotees where they will also get the higher benefits. So then Lord will arrange. So let them chant. If they are chanting Allah's name, if they are chanting Jehovah's name, encourage them to be best of Muslims. Encourage them to become best of Christians. Follow the teachings of Lord Christ properly. Lord Christ told, thou shall not kill. Right? If you want to become good Christian, fine, perfectly right, just become good Christian. At least don't kill animals. When they will follow that sincerely, Krishna, because Christ is same as Krishna actually. Just, Jesus Christ came, he is the son of Krishna. He said he is son of God. So he will see to that a person who is sincere, who has come to him, he will take him to his father. Correct? So we should never, our intention is never to change people's religion. No. Final religion is one, Sanatana Dharma, going back to Krishna. Encourage them to follow their own scripture perfectly. Then Krishna will take them ahead. Okay. Then, in this, here who all are Maharashtrians? Anybody who is Maharashtrian? So Ganpati, if you have seen Ganpati Puja in India, right? At the end of evening Ganpati Aarti, they always end as Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, right? Now, from childhood, I had heard this Hare Krishna Mahamantra in reverse way. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And now we are chanting Hare Krishna first. How come? Somebody changed the sequence. And you know who changed the sequence? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because this 16-worded mantra, which was originally given in scripture, was Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. But that mantra has to be chanted in pure state of heart by only Brahmanas. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he saw that Kali Yuga has a 16-worded mantra, but if people cannot chant, if he says you are not Brahmana, you cannot chant, Smartha Brahmanas were not happy people chanting this mantra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, change it. The mantra remains the same, but now he said, Brahmanas, any problem? They are chanting different mantras now. He wanted to make this Mahamantra available to each and every person, so he changed the sequence. Second reason, that Ram name is called as Mukti Pradayaka Nam. Ram Nam is Mukti Pradayaka Nam. When we chant Lord's Ram name, it gives us liberation. But Krishna's name is described as Prema Pradayaka Nam. So when we chant Krishna's name, we don't only, not only get liberation, but we get love of God, which is higher. Correct? So, the scriptures say one has to be liberated by Ram to get the love of God, what we get through Krishna. Correct? But, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said we do not want even liberation as a prerequisite to chant Krishna's name. Just chant Krishna's name, liberation will come. And this is what is described by one of the devotees. His name was Bilwa Mangal Thakur. And he tells Krishna that you think you are very powerful, but now that I have captured you in my heart, if you have any power, release you from my heart and then I will see what is your power. This is the power of a devotee who can challenge the Lord. Agar bahut himmat hai na to mere dil se apne aapko nikal ke dikha. This is what a devotee can challenge to the Lord. And then Bilwa Mangal Thakur says that because in devotee's life, the Lord's love and Lord's service is so important that they do not care for Mukti. They do not care for Mukti Devi. Mukti Devi stands with folded hands at the door of a devotee asking for service. Please let me serve you. And devotee says, please go away. I do not need you. Liberation is a byproduct when we chant Lord's name. And this is the benefit. And this has come to us because of mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What do you mean when we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Krishna means all attractive. And as I said, it is a Prem Pradayak Naam. Ram is the one which gives bliss and liberation. What do you mean by Hare? Bhagavan is also called as Hari, right? So why he is called Hari? Because he steals away heart of his devotees. Not only heart, sometimes it steals away many more things. That's why it's called Hari. He steals away heart of everybody, but the one who steals the heart of Hari is called as Hara. And who is that? His potency. For Krishna, it is Radharani. Radharani steals the heart of even Krishna, and that's why she is called as Hara. Lakshmi is called as Hara. Sita is called as Hara. And when in love we want to call somebody, you have seen Hindi movies in old time, we will call Lata, then we call O Late, right? O Sita, O Janaki, right? Similarly, Hara, when we want to call with love, we call it Hare. So Hare is name of Lord's pleasure potency or Radharani. And Ram and Krishna are the supreme name of the Lord. And when we chant this mantra, the meaning is described as when we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We are telling Lord that please engage me in your service. Because love means service. If you love somebody, you want to serve that person. If I say that I love you, but I do not want to serve you, that love is only old. Right? So when we say we want to love the Lord, we want to serve the Lord. And when we chant, we should have these three things which helps us to chant better and better. And that is service, sangha, that means association and study of scriptures. So last we saw 3D when we chant. Determination, discipline and diligence. So now these three things, S, 3S helps to chant nicely. And these three S are service, sangha and study of scriptures. Why? When we serve, our enthusiasm for chanting will improve. It will become pure. When we do sangha, when we associate with devotees who are chanting, we will also feel like chanting more and serving more. And when we start something, sometimes we start with just feeling of emotions or at emotional level. Oh, somebody told it is nice, we should do. But when we study the scriptures, we will know what I am doing, why I am doing, and then our faith will be deepened. Tomorrow somebody will come and ask you why you are doing this, why you are chanting. If you have not studied the scriptures, you do not answer, the faith will shake. Am I wasting my time? And that is why, don't take anything lightly. Because I told you, chant, no. I gave you the references, but go and read. Convince yourself. And along with that, when you will chant, when you will do seva, you will know what you are doing, why you are doing, and then same thing, you will be able to pass it to others. Right? And that's why we should study the scriptures. Whatever I am telling, I am quoting the scriptures to show that it's not my philosophy. It's coming from the scriptures. But when you will read the scriptures, you will get much more knowledge and conviction. Okay? So these are the practical tips when we chant. So this is P. We saw D, S and now is P. We should have good posture. Try and sit straight when we chant. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, whatever we decide. When we chant, when we sit straight, according to yogasanas, you must be knowing that all the chakras which are there in our lower spine, in our back and in our head, they get aligned. And when they get aligned, the maximum benefit, because the chakras open, and the maximum benefit is achieved when we sit straight. We should pronounce nicely, right? So when we say Hare Krishna, we can also chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama, right? But we should pronounce clearly. Because when we pronounce clearly, we are able to hear. So from the mouth, the Krishna enters our ears. And when we hear and take it in our heart, Krishna enters our heart. So we should pronounce clearly. Most important is posture, and all this thing is external. Internal is prayerful mood. Should pray to Krishna, please engage me in your service. Please give me faith that I can follow this process properly. And last is pace. We should not chant very slowly, nor we should chant very fast. Maintain a good. Then what is important? Quality or quantity? Somebody will say, now you know many of you are chanting. How many people can I ask? Who are chanting at least one round? Okay. So those who are chanting, then those who start chanting, we generally start chanting one round, right? One round, two round, depending on what time we have. So when we are increasing the chanting, there is always a war going on in the head. Should I do good rounds, but one round or two round, or should I increase the number of rounds? Generally, devotees will tell you, over a period of time, the goal should be reaching, how many rounds? 16 rounds, right? So this is 16 rounds, so about 2 hours a day. So what is important, quality or quantity? Huh? Quality is important. Prabhu is saying both. Okay, I will ask you the same question after a while. Okay, so if you, again, I'm doctor, I'm sorry, I'll keep on giving you all medical examples. So if you get fever, you come to me and I said you have to take Panadol or Paracetamol 500 milligram 3 times a day for 5 days. Or this is antibiotic, you have to take 500 milligram 3 times a day for 5 days. Okay, so you go home and you have to decide that, okay, I need to take 8 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 8 o'clock. This is how you decide. Okay, so what is important? To take quality is what? You take at proper time, right? And quantity is that you take proper doses. What is important? Both is important. Correct? You cannot say, I will take exactly at 8 o'clock, not 8:05, not 7:59, not 8:01, but I will take only half dose. Or I'll take double dose, right? What is important is both. Similarly for chanting, quality is more important, no doubt. But quantity also has its importance. Why? When we give quantity, we are going to tell Krishna, we are giving this time for you. I love you, but I'll make chapati, but I'll make only one chapati in dabba for you. Baki ka khud manage karo. Can you tell this to your child or your husband? You have to give, you are cooking out of love so that it's your responsibility, but you have to give proper quantity also, right? At the same time, you can't just put anything, right? You have to give good quality food also. Similarly, slowly over a period of time, quality is important. Do quality japa, but over a period of time, we have to also maintain the quantity. Both are important. So what is the process? Once we understand that we need to chant, what happens? Once we get convinced that yes, this is the process, we start getting attraction to chant. And when we start this process, we start giving our attention, whatever time we are going to give, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, depending on what we have decided, we will start giving attention. And if we give attention, the next thing will come, and that is called as absorption. Absorption will come. How? This child, he likes to play cricket. All of us in our young days, we used to go to play cricket or whatever, right? When you go to play cricket or to do something what you like, when you are giving your heart, when he leaves, mother is shouting, tomorrow is exam, you are not going. Still, mommy, 5 minutes, one over and I will come back. You go. When you go, when the child is playing, either it's very hungry, I'm feeling very hungry, or bladder full ho gaya hai, jana hai zor se. But I want to play one more ball. Does it happen? Right? So there is fear. Mother has shouting. There is demand of body. But that attraction is so much that absorption comes. Correct? Similarly, when we will chant Lord's name, attraction is there. With sincerity, when we will start doing it, absorption will come. The mind in the beginning is always wandering. Mind is going here, there. everywhere, right? And that's why it is called as man. Man ki kare wo monkey. Monkey ke jaise it is always jumping around. Never mind. Just our sincerity means we should pull it back, start chanting. Get it back on the holy name. One, even not one japa is over, Hare Krishna, Hare. But before that time the mind has again run away like a monkey somewhere else. Never mind, come back. Whole time it is a struggle. And believe me, 20 years down the line, today also it is a struggle. The struggle will never go away. But Krishna doesn't see the result, he sees the struggle. So after 20 years also, if I am not able to chant completely focused, but if I am struggling sincerely, I am showing Krishna that I am putting my best and Krishna is happy. That is the best part about Lord. He doesn't see the result, he sees the efforts. So we should put our efforts and the absorption will come. And when the absorption will come, we automatically feel attached to the Lord and then we start developing the love for the Lord through the holy name. Will we be able to see Lord one day? Yes. Just by chanting the name of Lord, scripture say, and I assure you, that we will be able to see the Lord face to face one day. And that is the assurance given in scripture, it's not me. The Lord is so merciful, He will personally come and show us His face to us. And that is the perfection. So, there was one devotee, I am going to end here. There was one devotee, Sanatan Goswami. And once, he was a very great devotee. But once he was staying in Jagannath Puri, and you know that Jagannath Rath Yatra comes every year, right? So once during Rath Yatra, he was considering himself, he was so humble that he was considering himself very low class. And he was having a lot of skin eruptions and skin disease. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Lord, would come every day and hug him. And he was feeling, I'm so dirty, I'm so fallen, and Lord comes and embraces me every day. I should better die. So he decides that Rath Yatra is going to come in few days and I'm going to lay down my body in front of the cart. If you know, many of this, specifically Odia people, Odia devotees, they have so much of faith in Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra that for years together, those who become old or those who want to do suicide, they would go and lay their life in front of the cart actually. And that's why if you see nowadays, there is a lot of police because they want to avoid this. They don't want people to come and commit suicide. That is one of the main reason why the police does not allow people to go. So Sanatan Goswami also decided that he is going to lay his life in front of the cart. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being God, he knew what is there. And that time, he tells him one very beautiful thing. He says, Kubuddhi chadiya kara shravana kirtana achirate pabe tabe krishnera charana. He's telling him, Kubuddhi chadiya, give up this less intelligent or this wrong thought in your mind. And do what? Kara shravana kirtana. And do hearing and chanting. Achirate pabe. Achirata means very quickly. Pabe means you will achieve. Tume krishnera charana. Just by hearing and chanting, very quickly you will achieve the holy lotus feet, shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Only thing which is required for us is to have faith. Problem with us that we do not have faith. And I'll tell the last story now. That even the demons used to have faith. So we have to think where I have gone in Kali Yuga that even we do not have faith. We all know in Ramayana when Lord Ram wanted to go across the sea, what did they do? They build a bridge, right? And on every, they were throwing the stones. So Lord Ram, when he saw these big stones are floating, this is the pastime. So Ram is wondering, how the stones are floating? But abhi Bhagwan hai, toh pooch ke thoda status apna bhi rakhna hai na. So he did not want to ask. So he decided that how the stones are floating? Let me come and check. So at the night, when there is a break, all the monkeys and everybody has gone to the camp, Lord Ram very quietly comes to the shore. He takes a stone, puts in the water. And what happens? Look, the stone goes and sinks. He is very worried. He is very amazed. Aya, what happened? These monkeys are throwing stones, they are floating. When I am throwing, it is sinking. He takes one more stone. He puts that and it again goes to the bottom. And he's really wondering now, what is the reason? And he sees somebody laughing. And he feels embarrassed. He looks behind and there was Hanuman. So he asks Hanuman. Hanuman says, "Wow, Lord, chupke chupke, huh?" So Lord says, "I'm just amazed. Can you tell me why it is happening? When you all are throwing, it's floating. When I'm throwing, it is sinking." So Hanuman says, "Lord, I know that you know everything. But just because you are asking me, to please you, I will ask answer. That on every stone you see, there is name of your written on it. And the thing which you cannot do, your name can do. Your name is more powerful than your own self. And that is the glory of Lord Ram's name." The Lord Ram says, "Achha samjha. Understood this part. But when I am throwing, I am Lord Ram, why that stone is sinking?" And Hanuman said, "Jisko aapne tyag diya, usko to dubna hi hai." If you reject somebody, that person has to sink. What is the hope for that person? And this news went obviously to Lanka. And Mandodari is telling Ravana, she has been trying to explain him so many times, "Please give back Sita, I beg you. Otherwise you will be destroyed, I am telling you." Mandodari was saying Ravana so many times, but Ravana wouldn't hear. So when this news came, Mandodari again goes to Ravana and says, "Have you heard? Just by name, Lord Ram's name, the stones are floating. Can you understand his power? Abhi bhi dimag ki batti jalti hai ke nahi jalti hai tumhari? Please give back Sita." She is really begging. And Ravan says, "So what? He can float stone, I can also float stone." So Mandodari says, "Don't joke." So Ravana says, "Come, I will show you." So both of them go to the other side of the shore, on the Lanka side. And he takes one stone, puts on his head, he chants a mantra and he puts. And the stone floats. And Mandodari is surprised. How come Ravana can make the stones float? He says, "I want to see once more." He again takes one more stone, puts on his head, chants and he puts it in the water and the stone is floating. Mandodari is surprised. Are you all surprised? Not surprised? Why? Why the stones were floating? Ravana also took the stone and said to the stone, "Tumhe Ram ki kasam hai, dubna mat." Even the Ravana had faith in the name of Lord Ram. Where are we? That is the only message. Today's message. Take this process seriously. Try your own self. It is my request, each and every one of you. Take this as an experiment. I'm really telling you. Why can I tell you? Because I've done this. And not only me, those who have done here, they can see the effect. But if I give you a honey bottle and if I tell you this is very sweet, then you will ask, "Is this like sugar?" No, it is different. "Is this like jaggery?" No, it is different. It is something different. Can you imagine till you put that honey in your mouth that why it is different and why it is different and how it tastes? You can actually taste the honey only when you open the bottle, take some honey and put in your mouth. How much ever I tell you here, the glories of holy name, the realization will come only when you do this on your own. 24 hours a day, 24 into 60, how many minutes we have? How many? 144, 00, something like that. My maths is not very good now. Barabar na? 45. It's 144, 0, something. So many minutes we have. 10 minutes a day, is it big deal? If Lord has given us 1440 minutes a day for ourselves, which without discrimination we use for doing so many things, one TV serial also must be taking at least half an hour, nahi kya? So 10 minutes a day, is it difficult? Start experimenting. Give this 10 minutes to yourself. Decide. Determine, then discipline. Decide, "I will give 10 minutes to Lord every day for doing 10 minutes japa for next 3 months. How many months? 3 months. But that 3 months, diligence, discipline and determination. After 3 months, I will see, has it helped me? Has it changed me? Has it made me a better person? Yes, I will increase or I will continue. If not, what you have lost? 10 minutes multiplied by 3 months? What's, is it a big loss? Sincere request. Please try yourself. Those who are not chanting, please try. Those who are chanting, see that how we can improve our japa quality and quantity both. And you will be able to see in your own life, the life changes. So it's 12:25, it's already I've crossed 1 hour. I want to tell you one more story if you have time. Should I tell one story? Last. Okay. My last never comes last, that's the only thing. Okay. So, when I was telling you now only, it just stuck my mind. That I was saying the life will change and you will be able to see yourself. So many of you might have heard this story, but it's really changed. It's really struck your mind. So, a sage told his disciple that you should chant this holy name. So, he started chanting for 3 months as what I told you, experiment. And at the end of 3 months, he thought, I don't think I've changed. Do you think after 5, 10, 15 years of your thing, you think you have changed? Most of the time we think, I'm same, I'm getting up in the morning, doing my family duty, I'm going to my work. How have I changed? So many anarthas are still there in my heart after 20 years of practice. Same way, that person was thinking, after 3 months, no change, maybe I have to stop chanting. But he goes to his guru and he says that, I don't see any change in my life. I cannot perceive any change. Guru said, I will tell you the reason. But before that, I want you to do one seva. There is a river which is flowing behind the hut. Please bring some water from the river for me. So he's looking around and he says, in what should I bring? He said that there is a guni, there is a bag which I had brought with the coal inside. So empty that bag and bring the water into that bag, that guni bag. So the disciple takes that empty guni bag which was used for coal. He goes, puts the water and he's coming to the hut. But if it is a gunny bag, like cloth bag, the water is going to go out. By the time he reached the hut, the water was all drained. And he thought, my guru wants me to bring some water, I can't do even this much. He goes again. He again fetches the water, it again comes. He does few times the water. He's trying to reach faster, but the water just drains out. And he says, comes back to his guru and says, I'm sorry. I don't think I can bring water to you because this water is dripping. The guru says, look at the bag. You think that you have not become successful to bring me the bag of water, but look at the bag. What had happened? All the coal which was there, the bag which was dirty, he did not realize the bag, but the bag had become clean. He did not even realize. And same thing happens in our life. Believe me, you will not note when the life will change. But life will change for sure. For 20 years, I have not seen even one person coming and telling that the life has not changed. And that is why with this conviction I can tell you that life will change. And that's for better, for sure. So please start chanting if possible. Those who are chanting, please see if we can chant more sincerely. So this is the glory of holy name. So can you all see here? Is it visible? Can we sing this? Yeah, what happened? Okay. So, two lines. So, two lines we will sing, okay? Maduram madure bhyopi Mangale bhyopi mangalam Pavanam pavanebhyopi Harer nameva kevalam Madhuram madurebhyopi Mangalebhyopi mangalam Pavanam pavanebhyopi Hare Rame Vakevalam Abrahma Stambha Paryantam Sarva Maya Matam Jagat Satyam Satyam Punah Satyam హరేర్నామేవ కేవలం ఆ బ్రహ్మ సంభావర్యంతం సర్వా మాయామతం జగత్ సత్యం సత్యం పునః సత్యం హరేర్నామేవ కేవలం సా గురు సా పితాపి సా మాతా బాంధవోపి సా శిక్షాయే చే సతా స్మృతం హరేర్నామేవ కేవలం సా గురు సా పితా చాపి సా మాతా బాంధవోపి సా శిక్షాయే చే సదా స్మృతం హరేర్నామేవ కేవలం నిశ్వాసేన హి విశ్వాస కదారుధో భవిష్యతి కీర్తనీయమతో బాల్యాత్ హరేర్నామేవ కేవలం విశ్వాసేన హి విశ్వాస సదారుధో భవిష్యతి కీర్తనీయమతో బాల్యాత్ హరి సదా వసే తత్ర యత్ర భాగవతాజనా గాయంతి భక్తి భావేన హరేర్నామేవ కేవలం హరి సదా వసే తత్ర యత్ర భాగవతాజనా గాయంతి భక్తి భావేన హరేర్నామేవ కేవలం అహో దుఃఖం మహాదుఃఖం దుఃఖాదుఃఖతరం యత కాచార్థం విస్మృతం రత్న హరేర్నామేవ కేవలం దుఃఖం మహాదుఃఖం దుఃఖాదుఃఖతరం యత కాచార్థం విస్మృతం రత్న హరేర్నామేవ దియతాం దియతాం కర్ణో నియతాం నియతాం గియతాం గియతాం నిత్యం హరేర్నామేవ కేవలం గియతాం గియతాం కర్ణో నియతాం నియతాం వాచా గీయతాం గీయతాం నిత్యం హరేర్నామేవ కేవలం త్రీణాకృత్యా జగత్సర్వం రాజతి సకల పరం చిదానందమయం శుద్ధం హరేర్నామేవ కేవలం త్రీణాకృత్యా జగత్సర్వం రాజతి సకల పరం చిదానందమయం శుద్ధం హరే Kalo nasteva 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 gatiranyatha. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram eva kevalam. Kalo nasteva 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 gatiranyatha. Jaya Radha, Gopi Jana Vallabh Radha, Gopi Vallabh Radhe. Radha, Gopi Jaya Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada,
Jaya Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada.
Nittai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nittai Gaur Hari Bol. Hari Naam Sankirtan Ki
Jai.
Symphony's Yatra Ki Jai. Thank you very much. If anybody has any objection, comment, question, anything is welcome.
Like you said, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, first it says like Hare Rama, Hare Rama, right? I heard like that. So now it's changed to Hare Krishna. Can we read like that also, or do we have to read like this?
In Kali, see the mantra which is Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. According to scriptures, it has to be chanted when we are pure hearted, and then only we can get its effect. So that's why it has been changed, and we don't even have to wait till we become purified. We can start with Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, because that is meant specifically for smart brahmanas who are following everything very rigidly, strictly. They can chant. Yeah, that's why they did not want everybody to chant this mantra. There was an objection. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, we just change the sequence so everybody can chant. So Hare Krishna, when we say first, then there is no qualification required.
But why they put in all Harikas also, they mention the same like that only. So everybody will read that. So that time they won't object, right?
Because they know that you are going to just chant during this Arati. After going home, nobody chants. But you can chant. If you also want to chant Hare Ram, it's fine. The Lord Ram's name is finally Lord Krishna's name. Finally, they all are same. So we can start anyways, because it's 16-worded mantra, which is important. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically changed for all of us, so that we all can, anybody without any discrimination can chant. That's why we chant Hare Krishna first. Any other question? Yes, Prabhu.
Why is it 16 times?
Why 16?
16 times, that's...
16 rounds? Okay, very good question. Why we do 16 rounds a day, right? Okay, this number comes actually that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or the scripture says that one should be Kirtaniya Sadahari, right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that we should be chanting all day. But practically speaking, we try to remember Krishna or Ram chant when we are doing something. But this is minimum we should have. Minimum is 16 rounds we should sit and chant. So this number comes from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went in South India, when he went to Srirangam, he told somebody, like, they were inviting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please come and take prasadam at our house. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I only go to people, those who are Lakhpati. So they said, Lakhpati, we are Brahmanas, we are poor, we don't have luck. During those time, 100,000 rupees is like big one. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, not money, the name. The one, only those who are chanting 1 lakh name of Krishna every day, I will come to their house. So when you say 1 lakh holy name, it comes to about, if you count, it comes to about 60 rounds a day. So auspicious numbers become 64. So the auspicious number was 64, and that is why in Gaudiya Parampara, everybody chants 64 rounds a day. And that is about 8 to 10 hours a day. Who made it 16? Prabhupada. Till his guru, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they used to chant 64 rounds. Till today, if you go to Gaudiya Vaishnavas, They chant 64 rounds a day. But when Prabhupada was, he's an acharya. So when he was preaching, people said, 64 rounds we cannot chant. Anybody here wants to chant 64 rounds? Please go ahead. But Prabhupada is so merciful. So he said, okay, 32 rounds. So he made it 32. Devotee said, not even 32, we have no hearts. 32 is like 4 hours a day minimum. So then that time Prabhupada said, okay, 16, nothing less than that. They wanted to still get concession, but Prabhupada said nothing. So that's why the 16 came. But the original is 64. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, only those who chant 1 lakh name a day, I go to their house. It's only because of Prabhupada's mercy that it's practically something possible for us. Otherwise, 64 rounds a day, we all will run away. Maybe next lifetime, we will say. Any other question? Is it okay, Prabhu? Any other question? Okay, if no other questions, I don't want to delay you for your prasadam. So we can go for prasadam. Do you chanting every time here or before? Okay, so by the time they serve prasadam, can we do one round? It will take about 8 minutes or maximum 10 minutes. So we can have beads for everybody. And those who want to chant at home, but if you do not have beads, I'm sure you can approach Balakrishna Prabhu and Tejas Prabhu, and they will arrange to give you beads. And just see to that keep the beads in a clean place. And that is the reason why most of us have our bead bag, so that the beads are in a clean place. So take the beads at home and start giving 10 minutes to Krishna every day, and then see what Krishna gives back in return. Generally, when we start chanting, we chant Panchatattva Mahamantra, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasadi Kaur Bhaktavrita. For those who do not know, the beads are like this. So, it has one center bead, which is called Krishna bead, and then there are 108 beads around it. So, this 108 are either Upanishads, or they are Gopis, or they are Rishis. So, according to our faith, it's 108, and so center bead is Krishna bead. So generally we start chanting from the first bead next to Krishna bead. When we finish 108, we will come back here on the last side. Then if you continue to chant for the next round, those who want to do 2 rounds or more, we don't jump over and start again, because it's Krishna. We cannot jump over Krishna. So when we come to the last bead, you want to do the next round, we reverse and start chanting this way again. Okay? So other thing that we prefer not to use this finger, because what is this finger called as? Pointer. You like this, you are like this, AU, right? Because it is fault finding. So generally, scriptures say that we want to avoid using this finger. So we use generally our thumb and other fingers to hold the bead. Once we chant on one bead, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then we get that bead close to us and go to the next one, like this. Scientific reason, I am not aware of it, Prabhuji. But another reason which that many people also chant on counters, if you know, because finally it is 108 times we chant, but there is a reason why we use beads. That is a scientific reason for this, that why we chant, because when we do this, when we are touching, the scripturally they say that by touching this tulsi beads, we get purified. But scientifically there is also another reason, that our all points which are at tip of the fingers, they are very sensitive, and there are nerve roots there which get stimulated, and that stimulates all the way to the brain, so it gives you all positive vibration. But I don't know scientifically why we don't use this. Only scriptural understanding what I have is that we don't use pointer. Okay, so we use like this. Rudraksh, yes, Rudraksh is also fine. That's also fine. Basically it has to have 108 beads, so we do chanting of that also. Okay. Who you want to lead the chat?
J జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసుది గౌర భక్త బృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ రామ హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ రామ హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ రామ హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ రామ హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ రామ హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ రామ హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ రామ హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ రామ హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ రామ హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ రామ హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ రామ హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ రామ హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ రామ హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ రామ హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ రామ హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ రామ హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ రామ హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Jai Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai.
Sorry to say, one more thing, that there is no regulation for chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. He said that Nam Namakari Bahudha Nija Sarva Shakti Tatrar Pita Niyamita Swarane Nipala. It means that there is no rules and regulation. So like other mantras, like even when you chant Hare Ram first, if somebody, if all of us know that if some very close person in the family has died, then we have sutak, right, for a few days, then we do not engage in into like temple activities. If we are not clean, we do not do all these things. But when it comes to Hare Krishna chanting, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it starts with this, there are no rules and regulations. So generally we definitely want to morning get up, take bath and start chanting. But because of some reason, you're just getting freshen up and not even taken bath, Hare Krishna Mahamantra can be chanted. That is the beauty of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So we do not have to think, today can I chant this mantra or have I go to another mantra like that, because that those 13 days or those 3-5 days we cannot chant other mantras. But this mantra has no rules and regulations, can be chanted any day, any time, without any discrimination. You are walking, jogging on the cardio machine, with every step you can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Definitely when we do with more concentration, it's, but even when you are walking, but if your mind is hearing, you get the effect. The importance here is hearing. When we hear, when the word comes out, it's going to have effect. Whether you know or you don't know, when you take your medicine, you will get cured. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Those who do not have beads, please take beads and take trial for 3 months.
Would you say the lesson? Maybe the lesson.